Tell me the circumstances under which you came up to the A's in 43.
Well, I had stayed out of baseball in 42. Mm-hmm. I went on the voluntary retired list, lived outside of Boston. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, in Lowell, Massachusetts.
In Lowell, yeah, I know that.
And there was naturally a lot of semi-pro ball going on around those days. Mm-hmm. And I played semi-pro ball while I was working at the Portsmouth Navy Yard, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm.
So playing, you were engaged in war work then?
At that particular time, yes. I was doing all the construction work at the Naval Yard in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
I see.
And playing semi-pro ball. And some pretty good ball players. We're still playing ex-big league ball players, minor league ball players, college ball players, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably get involved in 3 or 4 ball games a week. Mm-hmm. And the scout for the A's at the time saw me.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, Tom Fleming, an old friend and an old scout.
Yeah.
And he approached me about joining the A's the following year. Obviously, they were looking for some ball players.
Sure.
So I thought it over during the winter months and decided I would go back into professional baseball and join the A's. And incidentally, we had spring training in Wilmington, Delaware.
In Wilmington?
Wilmington, Delaware. Of course, there wasn't much traveling in those days.
Yeah.
You did go south. You...
I thought that the A's trained in Frederick, Maryland.
I wasn't with the club when they did that.
Oh, I see.
I was in Wilmington, Delaware. I recall very vividly that because I can't recall exactly the name of the hotel. But it was probably about a 20 or 30 minute walk to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I think Connie Mack, who was the manager, shamed a lot of the younger ball players then because they'd look for a cab to get out the ballpark. And he'd say,
oh,
what's
really
wrong with walking? So
I
he'd
see
walk out there and we had to go along with him.
Yeah.
And that's where we were at Wilmington.
Do you have any other interesting stories about spring training up north?
Not too many interesting stories. There was one thing that I remember that sticks out in my mind. Eddie Mayo was with the ball club, mm-hmm. Third baseman, and a very close friend, and we roomed together for a while. And he was involved in a rundown between home and third. Mm-hmm. And on a throw from the catcher, it ricocheted off the runner's shoulder and hit him right in the eye. Right above the eye. And from that day on, after, of course, it was cut a little bit and then hurt it, injured it, wasn't too serious apparently, but after a few days he went back to playing, but that particular one eye was blurred all the time. And he was playing ball, batting, and he could just have a blurred vision out of one of his eyes.
Yeah.
And later on, in the middle of the season, or late part of the season, I don't recall which, he told me later on, and he was just lying back there in bed. And you know, when that blurred vision, you'd see visions of different things and something that obstructs your views and stuff like that. And you'd look at the chandelier or a light and you'd see double vision and stuff like that. Well, this particular night, he just laid there and everything was clear as a bell.
No kidding. It just
and it just disappeared and went away, and from that day on, he was all right.
That's great. Did you spend the entire 43 season with the A's?
That's right, I did. I spent the entire 43-year season with the A's.
Okay, now what happened when the season ended? I think that was the only year you were in the majors, right?
No, I was with the Brooklyn Ball Club right out of college. I get out of Villanova, mm-hmm. and signed with Brooklyn. And was with them part of that year after they found me out and brought you back. Then the following year, the same procedure. So I was up with Brooklyn in parts of 2 years, very short trips, incidentally. But the only full-time year that I was with the big leagues was the 1943 A's.
Okay, now what happened after the 43 season? Did you retire again?
No, I didn't. I was sold to the Baltimore Orioles
in
1944. Mm-hmm. And that was the year that Baltimore went all the way, as they say. We won the pennant, the playoffs, and the Little World Series.
Oh, really?
And in the Little World Series, mm-hmm. incidentally, they played in the present location of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. the Little World Series, but the home plate was reversed in his present situation. And that's where the Army-Navy used to play all its football games. Mm-hmm. And the stadium held about 65 or 70,000 people. Mm-hmm. Well, in one of the ball games, the Little World Series, we had it filled.
Boy, for minor league crowd,
this was, as a matter of fact, they acknowledged paying off on 56,000, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. But people who have come to ballparks before said that it was full, because I can recall people on the banks sitting, standing along the sides and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there was over 60,000 people at that ballpark. it was quite a year that year.
Do you have any interesting stories about travel restrictions or food and gas rationing while you were with the A's?
Not too much, because what I recall, we had to take coaches a lot. You couldn't always get the Pullman and so forth.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much traveling around. I don't recall, you know, running around in an automobile or things like that. Mm-hmm. First of all, of course, I didn't have a car, so that did no problem for me. One amusing story that I can recall during the years with the A's, we were playing a ball game in Philadelphia, and we'd have been a second and third. Mm-hmm. And they walked a man ahead of me to load the bases to pitch to me. Mm-hmm. And I hit the first ball pitched to me up against the roof in left field for a home run with the bases loaded.
No kidding.
And the only guy in the park that didn't see it happen was Connie Mack.
No kidding.
The one guy I wanted to impress. Uh-huh. Obviously, he was talking to somebody on the side, and all this excitement and commotion come by, and here I run, and he turned to one of the fellows and said, "What happened?" And the boy says, "Well, Francis, Mr. Mack used to call me Francis. Uh-huh. Francis just hit one on the roof." And he said, "My goodness." So this was, they're funny to me.
Sure.
The one guy that incidentally was the only home run I ever hit in the major leagues.
No kidding. It was a grand slammer.
Grand slammer. But as I say, he was talking to somebody and missed it. The one guy I wanted to please.
I see. What kind of a man was Mack, in your opinion? What kind of a man was he to play for? Do you think he was a little too old to manage by that time, or do you think he was still...
Well, we thought so for a while, but... He was pretty sharp. Mm-hmm. He was a very gracious man. Mm-hmm. He was kind. And he wasn't too strict, because I guess he just didn't have to be, because everybody in the ball club respected him. Mm-hmm. And he was very considerate. But he didn't do too much. His coaches did most of the work, of course. He sat on the bench, but he ran the ball club, don't misunderstand. Mm-hmm. And... he seemed to know what was going on all the time. It was in his late years. Mm-hmm. But he was he knew what was going on. Of course, we did have too good a ball club.
Right.
And
if I'm not mistaken, you had a horrendous losing streak that year, something approaching or close to 20 games, and Roger Wolf finally beat Bill Dietrich. Remember that?
I remember it very vividly, and you might be interested in knowing how come we won that ball game.
Please, tell me.
We were getting beat. It looked like we were going to break the record. Mm-hmm. And we had a man on first base. Joe Kuehl was playing first base for the White Sox. Mm-hmm. In a double play situation, a ball hit right back to Kuehl. Mm-hmm. To go to second, back to first. An easy double play in which would have retired the side. Mm-hmm. He hit the umpire, Big Cal Hubbard, who was umpiring.
Yeah.
And then hit him with the ball, and everybody's safe. Mm-hmm. We went on and got, I think we got 6 or 7 runs. I don't recall exactly. But we got several runs in that inning, which enabled us to win the ball game.
Gee, that's something.
So here we were about to break a record, yeah. And this has to come up.
I see.
It was, when you look back, and I'm going to tell you something about that. Mm-hmm. The only calm man in the whole organization, club at the time, was Connie Mack.
Really? Everyone else?
Everybody else was tight as a drum and gnashing their teeth and really hard to get along with and so forth, but he was very calm about it.
I see. Do any members of that 43 club stick out in your mind?
Any members?
Yeah, any other players?
Well, Dick Siebert, I thought, was an outstanding ball player.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit real good for us. Outstanding first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he later became baseball coach at the University of Minnesota, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good ball player. He could have played anytime, anywhere.
Wasn't Bobo Newsom on that club?
No, he wasn't. No,
he wasn't.
No.
I guess it was the
Roger Wolf had an outstanding knuckleball, and he was a very fine pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Wagner, playing catch, went to Boston eventually. He was a pretty good ball player.
Mm-hmm.
And Lum Harris was on the ball club.
He was my fourth interview.
And he had great stuff, but couldn't win.
Uh-huh.
And
A luckless hurler? I think he lost over 20 games.
That's right, he did. But we just didn't have the kind of a ball club that could get many runs.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Estalella hit the long ball quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Mayo was a good wartime ball player, intelligent ball player.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Detroit, you know, and they won a pennant.
Right, played second base in the Pennant Club. Do any other incidents about that 43 season stand out in your mind? Things I haven't touched on already.
Well, not too many, it was, well, it was like any other baseball season, and you get near the end of it and you were hoping that it would end because you just weren't winning many ball games.
Mm-hmm.
But the fellas were a nice bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Irv Hall played shortstop, who I've been friends with for years.
He's going to be one of my interviewers.
Yeah, he did a fine job at shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Suter was a very comical individual.
Oh, really?
Dry humor.
Mm-hmm.
Very dry. And he was great on double plays. Got rid of the ball real fast. Good pair of hands.
Mm-hmm.
Real good second baseman.
I see.
Jojo White, of course.
Was he in that club?
He played center field.
No kidding. I didn't
and,
he was a veteran.
Yes, he was. He was on his way out then, but he was still quite a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Wheeli was on the ball club, works for Texas.
Well, I know something I wanted to ask you. It just dawned on me, because it was mentioned in Graham's article. Apparently, the A's had a three-toed outfielder on the club that year. Do you know who it was? Does that ring any sort of a bell?
No, but it started to hit. I can't think of the name, but I think it was after me. Small feet. I don't recall just exactly who it was. No, I don't.
It would have been Elmer Vallow, right?
No. As a matter of fact, I saw Elmer about a week ago.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I also understand that someone reported to the A's training camp during the war, fresh out of the service. He had been discharged for some reason. Apparently had filched a number of gloves from the athletic department. Apparently gloves were in short supply. Excuse me, and he brought a whole bunch of them to the A's camp. Do you know who that was?
No, I don't recall that at all. No, I don't.
Okay.
All I know is Wilmington, Delaware training base and playing a few exhibition ball games. Staying at this hotel. I can't think of the name of the hotel. It's probably the only hotel in town. Real good hotel.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Ethel Barrymore on the stage. The hotel had a theater right in the hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there were some pretty good baseball players still around that weren't in the service.
Mm-hmm.
You take Newhouse, who was in, you know, Detroit.
Who was the toughest pitcher for you, you think?
Well,
the toughest pitcher you had to face, or a lot of them tough?
Newhouse threw...